Welcome to Teacherpreneurs Raise Your Hand, episode 152, an intro to harvesting growth. Fall in love with data, a teacherpreneur's guide. So today we are going to take part in a four-part series that is all about falling in love with data. Get it? Because it's fall. So we're going to be talking about data for the next couple of weeks and some of the wonderful tools inside of your data playbook. Some of my favorite things in there. Also, we're going to hear a replay with Jared and Beth Fauché, the creators of your data playbook. And we're going to learn some new things and really get excited about data. Hope you stick around.
Welcome to Teacherpreneurs Raise Your Hand, where bold teachers rise up and transform into successful teacherpreneurs who are destined for greatness. What exactly is a teacherpreneur, you might ask? Well, Webster's Dictionary defines the term as... it's not yet a word in the dictionary, but hear you me, it will be one day. In a nutshell, a teacherpreneur is both a teacher and a business person, and we're here to help you be better at both. So without further ado, from One Tired Teacher and Trina Deberry Teaching and Learning, here's your host, Trina Deberry.
Hey, so welcome, esteemed teacherpreneurs, to a series that's vibrant and full of potential as a fall forest. Yay! I'm thrilled to present Harvesting Growth, Fall in Love with Data, a Teacherpreneur's Guide, a four-part series meticulously crafted for educators with entrepreneurial spirits who are eager to embrace data literacy and cultivate growth in your business. So before we get started, I'd like to let you know that this episode is being sponsored by YDP plus Deberry. When the doors open for YDP next week, that's right, people, next week you have the opportunity to join your data playbook. I hope you will consider taking me with you on your data journey. Everyone can use a supporting, encouraging hand, right? So why not let me be your cheerleader? As you may know, I am a proud partner with YDP and a member since the very beginning in the beta group. I can't even believe that. So I have learned a thing or two about data. Oh, yes. And I can help you unlock your secret. You can find out more at TrinaDeberryTeachingAndLearning.com/YDP. When you join with me, please be sure to reach out on Facebook or Insta or emailing me directly at TDeberry@TrinaDeberryTeachingAndLearning.com so I can be on the lookout for you. Because on occasion, some fellow teacherpreneurs who want to support the podcast and have access to my bonuses have not been attached to me. So let's make sure that you're in the right place. I really hope to see you soon. That's coming, so get ready. And when you join, right now you can get on the wait list, but if you want to use my unique link, then make sure you come back to TrinaDeberryTeachingAndLearning.com/YDP. Let's get on with the show. So, to prep for the opening of your data playbook coming right around the corner and YDP plus Deberry, which is your data playbook plus my bonuses created just for teacherpreneurs when you sign up through my unique link, we'll be focusing on four fall shorties for the next couple of weeks, all about falling in love with data. So let's talk about this. Today is just a little introduction. So we're just going to talk about what we're going to be listening to in the next couple weeks. So in the next 4 weeks, you're going to uncover autumnal insights into your business. Do you see what I'm doing with fall and autumn? You know, I have really jumped into the spirit, even though I am in Florida and it is hot as can be. But I've already decorated for fall and I posted it on Instagram and it was really fun. And Kobe was right there with me as I was decorating the house and he's looking around like, what's going on? But it was fun to do. It kind of put me in the spirit. So as the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, I want you to join me in exploring the transformative potential of data. Every episode will unravel the myriad of ways data can be the guiding North Star of your business journey, helping you make informed decisions, refine strategies, and solve challenges with newfound clarity. I want you to discover the stories hidden within the numbers and how they can be woven together to innovate and inspire you to make small tweaks in your business with big rewards. Then up next, we'll be diving deep into your data playbook. Each segment of our series will spotlight a unique tool from your data playbook, an invaluable resource teeming with practical strategies and insights designed to empower teacherpreneurs just like you to navigate the data landscape with confidence and skill. If you're yet to explore this treasure, worry not. I will have a link for you to uncover all the wonders it conceals. And when you join with me, I give you my podcasting course for teacherpreneurs for free. So if your data says you need more traffic, which is what mine says all the time, I feel like, and I'm doing so many things to drive traffic, including one of which is my podcast. And if you're thinking maybe you'd like to give that a try, then you will have a free podcasting course for you if you join YDP with Debbery. So I've got you covered. I also show up bi-monthly for data support groups to help support and encourage you through your data journey. We will talk about that too in the next couple of weeks. And together, we will embark on a journey of growth and learning. So prepare to traverse through a landscape rich with real-world examples, expert knowledge, and strategies designed to help you fall in love with the myriad of possibilities that data unlocks. We aim to demystify the world of data, dispel myths, and hand you the map to a future filled with data-driven insights and success. And it doesn't have to be completely overwhelming. It can feel overwhelming, and I'm not going to lie. It can feel overwhelming, especially when you feel like you're drinking from a fire hose. That's what it feels like. So we're going to break down some of those and help you understand them a little bit better, and so you don't feel so overwhelmed. The goal is to educate, empower, and elevate. This series isn't just about acquiring knowledge. It's a pathway to transformative action. It's your gateway to harnessing the power of data, fostering a deeper understanding, and implementing strategies that will elevate your business initiatives. Each episode is a step towards becoming a more enlightened and empowered teacherpreneur, ready to make a significant impact. So, get out your scarves, grab your pumpkin spice lattes, because it's time to be a visionary, teacherpreneurs. We're about to embark on a journey of discovery, exploration, and falling in love with the boundless opportunities that data provides. So, my friend, I will see you in the very first episode, which will air next week. So I'm excited to talk about data starting next week. Actually, we will be taking a very close look at some of my favorite tools. I think that's the first episode. My favorite tools. I might be getting that confused with the following week because there's so much to talk about when we talk about data. All right. Until then, we have moved away from digital courses. As you know, I was talking about digital courses for so long and DCA plus Debbery, and I'm so excited about the group of women that I have to work with for the next 9 weeks or so. And it will be an exciting opportunity to see some impactful courses out in the world and some women working together to, you know, do their thing. I love that. That I feel so passionately about working with fellow teacherpreneurs and helping them do something that's really meaningful to them, to others, to their business, to their lives. So that's really exciting. And I appreciate the people that trusted me to join with me. And also it's massively helps support the podcast. It allows me to continue bringing you insights and stories, teacherpreneur stories. We've had a lot this season four, and we're getting ready to wrap this season up. Can you believe it? It's really kind of crazy. So we'll go all the way through October. We'll talk about data, and then I have a very special guest at the end of the month who will be back. She's been on the podcast before, and she'll be talking about what you do when you want to leave your business to, you know, in good hands when it's, you know, when you're no longer here or no longer running your business. So I'm excited about Angie Kratzer. She'll be back on the show. She's been on the show before, and she'll be back on the show for that last episode of season 4. And then we'll wrap up season 4 for the year. crazy. And the next year, I'll be on the lookout for some more people that would like to join the podcast and share their stories and share their insights and their knowledge. So much to learn from one another. And that's one last thing I have to say, because that's the thing that I love about fellow teacherpreneurs is rooting one another on, believing in one another, and having that sense of abundance and that mentality of, you know, there's enough for all of us, and, you know, really supporting one another. Sometimes I find that in some groups and it feels really good. And sometimes in other groups, I don't feel that way. I feel like, oh gosh, I can't say anything without someone thinking I'm self-promoting or whatever. And that is like, those kind of groups that have that scarcity mindset, or they're reporting one another when someone's saying something, like, it makes me sad. And often those kinds of groups are can be very negative, and that is really hard and frustrating. I think we just have to look at the bigger picture and kind of ask ourselves, you know, what do we want for one another? What do we want for ourselves? Of course I want to be successful, but I don't want it at the expense of someone else. I don't want to push someone else down so that I can get up. Like, I think that feels so wrong to me on so many levels. So I like to think about, you know, encouraging one another and supporting each other. And, you know, I don't know. That's just one thing I have to say, because I've been thinking about that lately. And yeah, so anyway, I'll see you next week.
And remember, teacherpreneurs, I am proud to stand among you. And if you're feeling it, I'd love for you to rate, review, and subscribe to the show so you don't miss a thing. You can also catch me on Facebook at Teacherpreneurs Raise Your Hand, or on my website, Trina Debbery Teaching and Learning, Teacherpreneurs Raise Your Hand. I'll catch you next time. Bye for now.